Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There is some great good news for the Republican Party. I mean, stunning good news, which means that not only will the Republicans have an excellent chance, whoever they nominate, of winning the presidency next time, but also Republicans are going to have a very good chance, bordering on a sure thing, of winning control of the U.S. Senate. Now, there may have been Republican disappointments in the elections that were held on Tuesday, but one of the things I want to talk to you about is one of those races where the Republicans won a seat in the city council in the nation's largest city, that's New York, and they won a seat that hadn't been held by a Republican for about 50 years. I mean, it's just incredible. And it's gotten no attention. The issue? Crime, which is a crucial issue. The other big news for the Republican Party is that Joe Manchin has announced that he is not seeking re-election, but he says he will fight to unite the middle. And his political career isn't over. So what does that mean? Is he running for president? If he is running for president, then the chances of Joe Biden pulling out a victory against Donald Trump, where he's already running behind in the polls, that's fairly small. And meanwhile, was it good news for the Republican Party in the debate last night? We'll talk about winners and losers. I think overall, frankly, the debate was substantive enough and impressive enough, at least for a few of its participants. They'd only had five this time. It was a step forward. And the party looked substantive and good with a number of credible presidential candidates who appeared on that stage. Who were they exactly, and who were the big losers of the debate? We will get into that. We are also going to be speaking about this gigantic news out of the Middle East, where Israel has agreed, after being pushed pretty hard by the Biden administration, to a daily pause in the Gaza fighting. This is not a ceasefire. And the IDF is very careful in wanting everyone to understand it's not a ceasefire. So what is it? What is the idea? We'll be talking to the former ambassador of Israel to the United States, who is an observer in the war cabinet of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with whom Ron Dermer, who's originally a Floridian. No, I didn't speak to him, and I'm not planning to speak to him at all about politics, American politics in Florida, but he does have a perspective on this epical announcement about the war on in Gaza. And it's not a war on Gaza, because the only Gaza there is a terrorist group named Hamas, which has been governing by Gaza. And there's also a New York Times report that they sent in a couple of reporters who actually got interviews with some of the people wanted dead or alive who are leaders of Hamas. And they got a very revealing set of answers about what it is that the Hamas was trying to do by its ruthless, incredibly nightmarish attack on southern Israel back on October 7th. We will get to that. The goal was not to end an occupation. There has been no occupation of Gaza, not since 2005 when the Israelis withdrew. So what was their goal? We will get to that. Okay, first of all, the news from the Israel-Hamas war. This is the coverage in the Associated Press. Israel has agreed to put in place 4-hour daily humanitarian pauses. In other words, every day there will be a humanitarian pause in its assault on Hamas in northern Gaza starting today. And one of the things that they're going to do is announce these pauses when there won't be any firing, there won't be any fighting, and people will be able to leave, which Israel has been urging people to do, to get out of northern Gaza. They have been urging people to take care of that and to get out of town a long time ago. Jerusalem Post says that Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, said today that the military was undertaking localized pinpoint measures in Gaza to enable Palestinian refugees to flee the fighting with Hamas, in an apparent reference to 4-hour pauses announced by the White House. These things do not detract from the war fighting, Yoav Gallant, the defense minister of Israel, said when he was asked by a reporter about the U.S. announcement. The war would continue until Hamas is eradicated and the hostages held in Gaza are freed, said the Israeli defense minister. Meanwhile, in the what the White House has announced, Biden said today that there was no possibility of a formal ceasefire at the moment, and he said it had taken a little longer than he hoped for Israel to agree to the humanitarian pauses, which will be there every day. Biden had asked Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to institute the daily pauses during a Monday call, and said that he had also asked the Israelis for a pause of at least 3 days to allow for negotiations over the release of some of the hostages held by Hamas. And concerning all of these movements, this is a real surprise, and this is just breaking news just now from the Jerusalem Post. Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is the second biggest terrorist group in Gaza, is willing to release 2 Israeli hostages they are holding, the terror group's spokesperson announced today. The spokesperson said that an elderly woman and a child could be released. They were later named as Hana Katsir, who's 77, and Yagil Yaakov, who's 12, both of kibbutz near Oz. Yaakov was kidnapped alongside his father and his father's partner and his brother, Or, who is 16. Okay, so 2 more hostages released. Why would Islamic Jihad be doing that? It's complicated, and obviously they, even though they're on the same side, the side of terror and Islamism, they have had a very troubled relationship with Hamas. A national security spokesman, John Kirby, today here back in the United States, said the first daily humanitarian pause would be announced, the timing of it, today, and that the Israelis had committed to announcing each 4-hour window at least 3 hours in advance so that people could take advantage of those breaks in the violence and the fighting. Israel, he said, is also opening a second corridor for civilians to flee the areas that are the current focus of its military campaign against Hamas, with a coastal road joining the territory's main north-south highway. Similar short-term pauses have occurred over the last several days as tens of thousands of civilians have fled southward, but today's announcement appeared to be an effort to formalize and expand the process as the U.S. has pressed Israelis to take greater steps to protect civilians in Gaza. More on this and revelations about what Hamas's real aims were in launching this war. And how is that war going? We will get to all of that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The headline in the New York Times today, and it's a pretty good bit of reporting by Ben Hubbard and Maria Abi Habib. They actually spoke to Yahya Sinwar, who is, we reported yesterday, the Israeli sources had said that Yahya Sinwar, they've identified where he is, and he's somewhere in the tunnel network. And that he does not have access to escape. So this guy, who was the mastermind, if you can use that term, of the profoundly evil assault on Israel back on October 7th, this guy sat for an interview with New York Times reporters. I mean, okay, and what do they report? They report Hamas's goal for October 7th, a permanent state of war. that's a noble goal. That's a goal worth fighting for, a permanent state of war. Group's leaders say carnage was needed to restore focus on Palestinians. Uh-huh. And that focus has helped Palestinians how? I mean, the destruction, and even if, as I believe to be true, the numbers of dead and wounded that are issued by Hamas are not trustworthy, there still have been thousands who have been killed, and a tremendous amount of destruction of living space and buildings in a part of the world that hasn't been exactly a garden spot, even though, as I've observed on the air before, if you actually look at Gaza and you take a Google tour of Gaza, which you can, and you take a look at what is above ground other than those nightmarish tunnels, hellish tunnels, Gaza does have a resemblance to Miami Beach, at least maybe the city of Miami. Probably that resemblance has been reduced substantially over the last month during the war. Aside from the complicated situation on the war with Israel, which we're going to be discussing with former Ambassador Ron Dermer, We're also going to be speaking, coming up, to Chris Sununu, who's the governor of New Hampshire. And he is one of those people whose name has been floated around as a potential independent candidate for president, because he's a strong conservative. He's been a very popular governor. And he is a conservative Republican. He's not a, quote, rhino. A very experienced governor from a very distinguished political family. Both his brother was U.S. Senator, his father was governor, his father was also chief of staff to George Herbert Walker Bush. In any event, Chris Sununu is one of those people who's been talked about as a candidate for either president or vice president with no labels. And that's in the news today because Joe Manchin just dropped a video announcing that no, he will not seek re-election to the U.S. Senate, which means that in one of the most Republican states in the Union, a state that Trump carried with about 70% of the vote, West Virginia, the odds of a Republican, the popular governor in West Virginia, Jim Justice, Big Jim, his chance of winning the Senate seat, he was already running 13 points ahead of Manchin in the most recent polls, and this is a gimme. And frankly, all they need, the Republicans, is to pick up one Senate seat. If they win the presidency at the same time, well, then they control the U.S. Senate the same way that Biden did in the first half of his term, before the midterm elections, where the Democrats actually gained control by gaining a Senate seat. Here is what Joe Manchin sounded like in his video, explaining that he will not seek re-election and hinting very broadly that he will become a candidate for president. Listen.
After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia. I have made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate. But what I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together. To the West Virginians who have put their trust in me and fought side by side to make our state better, it has been my honor of my life to serve you. Thank you.
Okay, he was a governor of West Virginia and popular governor before he was elected to the U.S. Senate. So this is dramatic. And again, it probably does mean that the Republicans have an excellent chance of winning control of the U.S. Senate in 2024. But what it also means is when he says he wants to mobilize the middle, that's the same plan that they have over at No Labels. Now, No Labels, an organization, they have stockpiled about $70 million. They have already gotten a spot on the ballot as if they were a political party, because they kind of are. They are going to be holding their convention in April of next year, and they are committed under their announcement of purposes to nominating two people, a presidential candidate and a vice presidential candidate, but one of the candidates would be a Republican and one of the candidates would be a Democrat, which means that if Joe Manchin were nominated for president, then they'd have to find a Republican to nominate as vice president. And the names that you can play with one of the things that it's a bit of a nightmare, but Joe Manchin apparently has had a very warm friendship with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney has already announced he is leaving the Senate of the United States. Would Mitt Romney run together with Joe Manchin? I certainly would hope not, because that would doom the chance of any Republican to win the presidential race. And one of the things I think that Joe Manchin is going to find when he begins his tour of the country to see whether it's going to be worth his time to, quote, mobilize the middle, is that there just may not be that level of support that would make him a credible candidate at all, despite the fact that he's well known. His approval rating in West Virginia is negative. 48% disapprove of his performance in the Senate, 42% approve. He clearly was heading for a loss if he ran for the Senate. And what happens if he runs for president? And where does that go? We'll talk about all of that more coming up with Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. China threatening Taiwan was a topic during the third GOP presidential debate last night. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said we need to modernize our military and arm Taiwan. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said we need more naval ships and the future of freedom is in the Indo-Pacific. The general consensus, though, was we needed to support our military against China. The White House taking note of the substantial voter turnout in support of abortion rights. According to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the significance of that election night cannot be overstated. Defense officials say the U.S. conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I don't know exactly who you are.
Your cultural crusader.
At where this is going.
All across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we will get to the presidential debate, and as promised, we'll play you some highlights and lowlights. There's just so much else in breaking news. The NBC News poll that was taken last summer, actually, shows that only 11% of registered voters said they had positive views of Joe Manchin. And his presidential campaign shows that if he runs as a candidate for president, some kind of no labels or independent candidate for president, joining Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West, who are both running as independents, he would fit right in. Because one of the factors about all the people who are likely presidential candidates next November, a year from now, they're all hated by the public. No, it's really pathetic. I mean, everybody knows that Biden has a real problem with having far more people, far more registered voters, who disapprove of his job than approve of it. And when it comes to personal popularity, though, what they found in this this NBC News poll, Joe Manchin is the least popular political figure in the United States in the new national NBC News poll. It was actually from a couple of months ago, but it's he had only 11% of registered voters saying they had positive feelings about the West Virginia Democrat, and 34% had negative feelings. That means by 3-1, people are more negative about him than positive. Meanwhile, Joe Biden was also overwhelmingly negative by 48% to 40%. And almost as unpopular as Manchin was a guy named Donald Trump. He had 36% of registered voters said they had positive feelings about Trump, which sounds about right. That's his steady one-third loyalists, the kind of loyalists who jammed his rally in Hialeah, Florida. By the way, for you out there in the radio audience, I watched most of Trump's speech at Hialeah after I watched the debate last night. And I'll tell you how painful it was. It was the lead-in to his speeches. First of all, the best speech of the night was probably Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor of Arkansas, who endorsed Trump. And she was very effective. But he also had Roseanne Barr speaking for him, who was not only obscene and using a lot of language that some of President Trump's more religious supporters might not approve, but she was also admitting this was her first Trump rally, and she tried to lead the crowd like a cheerleader in saying, kill the BS, but she said the actual words. And people didn't know if they should cheer along or not. And then she said, kill the deep state. And she showed a new jacket that she had just had made that had a picture of Trump on it as the Magador, not Matador, but the Magador, but dressed up like a bullfighter, and he was putting a sword into the head of a rampaging bull, which didn't represent a bull market on Wall Street, which represented the deep state. In any event, back to Joe Manchin. He, there is a news alert from the Washington Post, and all of this is why I think people like Joe Manchin assume that because our politics is so messed up, there might be an opening, a rare opening, for a serious third-party campaign. For the second time this year, the U.S. government today began making formal preparations for a possible federal shutdown as hardline House conservatives once again threatened to leave Congress unable to meet a fast-approaching fiscal deadline. When is that deadline? It's 9 days from today. I mean, really, it's incredible how this stuff creeps up on you, but it does. In terms of Joe Manchin, again, he is having a problem, and of course he has a problem. He's a Democrat in West Virginia and one of the most Republican states. Now, Jim Justice has an opponent who I believe that President Trump has basically blessed both candidates, but there's an opponent named Mooney who is also running for the U.S. Senate, as is the incumbent governor, Jim Justice. And the Democrats will nominate somebody, obviously, who's from the state legislature, maybe from the congressional delegation. But the chances of them holding the seat in West Virginia are very, very small. Meanwhile, there is other news, and I alluded to this yesterday, and I do think it's worth pursuing, because one of the things that's happened in the country is we seem to be losing faith in all of our institutions. I mean, isn't that a factor in the United States? And there is a story about a CIA agent who apparently has pleaded guilty for a series of horrifying sexual assaults on as many as 500 different women all around the world. And it's extraordinary that something like this has happened. He drugged them. and abused them. And with some of these drugged, knocked out women, he pried open their eyelids, which I'm not sure what the purpose of all of that is. But this has been apparently a big problem in the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. And William Brennan, who was the director of the CIA, is saying, we're going to take care of this, we're going to fix this, we're going to make this better. And the Brian Jeffrey Raymond kept nearly 500 videos and photographs he took of naked, unconscious women, including many in which he can be seen opening their eyelids, groping or straddling them, prosecutors said. The images date back to 2006 and track much of Raymond's career with the CIA, including victims in Mexico, Peru, and other countries. The case was just the latest embarrassment for the CIA, which in recent months has seen a reckoning over its often secretive and antiquated handling of sexual misconduct claims within the spy agency. The idea of drugging and then videotaping people and keeping those tapes, making a collection of them, it's pretty horrifying. The CIA has publicly condemned Raymond's crimes. Well, yeah, I mean, what are you going to say? Well, he didn't really mean it. It's publicly condemned Raymond's crimes, and CIA Director William Burns in May launched a series of reforms to streamline claims, support victims, and more quickly discipline those involved in misconduct. As this case shows, we are committed to engaging with law enforcement to ensure that justice is served, the CIA said in a statement. As part of the agreement announced Tuesday, Raymond pleaded guilty to 4 of 25 criminal counts. It's fairly horrifying. So what happens next politically, and what about that third-party race? We'll talk to the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, coming up on The MedVed Show.
We are no evil people.
You don't think there are evil people in the Bible?
Jesus said that everyone is basically good.
What's your biblical source for everyone's basically good?
This is the...
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Sununu is the 82nd governor of the state of New Hampshire, and he's currently serving his fourth term. Back in 2020, he received more votes than any other candidate in New Hampshire's long and glorious history. And with Governor Sununu's leadership, New Hampshire is ranked number one in the country for personal freedoms by the libertarian-leaning Cato Institute. He has also been named the nation's most fiscally responsible governor by Cato Institute, who has delivered three balanced state budgets with no new taxes. In fact, his most recent budget cut some state taxes. And right now, I understand you're spending, is it the day-to-day campaigning with Nikki Haley for President of the United States?
Hey, how are you, man? No, I'm not with Nikki today, but I tell you, there's the candidates are coming through. They're definitely coming through. So it's been quite interesting. I always say if people want a front row ticket to the circus, just give me a call. I mean, it's great. They're here. They're doing what they got to do to really connect with folks. I've always said a good someone who does the retail politics well probably needs a good retail manager. And I think that's one of the amazing opportunities we have. Find someone that can talk about national issues, maintain strength internationally, but connect with people on a local level. Connect, you know, kind of drive policies and with a strategy to make it operational, something that you and I and our families and our neighbors that actually has impact in their lives. So that's what it's all about. And so spending a lot of time with all the different candidates, but it's been fun. It's been really fun.
Did you watch the debate last night?
Oh, was there a debate, Michael? Oh, I was watching the Celtics. No.
Oh, I thought you were watching the Trump rally. The Trump rally went on and on and on. Those are the long day's journey into night.
Oh, my God. I tell you, you get Trump off the teleprompter. It's kind of like Biden. You get him off the teleprompter, he'll drone on for an hour and a half. And not really lead anywhere. Not really talk about policy, but it just gets like, okay, enough.
Okay, so right now you've seen the candidates coming through your state, and I know that Chris Christie in particular is putting on an aggressive race in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley is. Of course, Ron DeSantis is a little bit less. Which one of those candidates do you think showed the best retail politics skills that you were just talking about, connecting with people in town meetings and other grassroots kinds of contacts in New Hampshire?
Sure. So I think Chris Christie does a great job. He's got this kind of big personality. He spent probably the most time here of any of the, those candidates. He spent a lot of, he had done it before, right? Because he's run for president before. So he's got a good ground game in New Hampshire. I don't know where the ground game is in other states, but he's got a really good ground game here in New Hampshire. I'll be with him at an event tonight. I'm going to introduce him at a town hall. Nikki Haley, obviously, especially since that first debate where she kind of, I think she just completely re-energized her campaign, has been doing a great job. I was at an event with her in Nashua. And she, this I found interesting. She said, hey, raise your hand if you've ever heard me speak before. And only about a third of the room raised their hand. So you had people out the door, most of which had never heard her before. And that's a good sign that they're drawing people in. They're getting their neighbors and friends excited, and they're getting drawn in. And while DeSantis hasn't spent as much time in New Hampshire, when he's been here, it's been effective. We spent a full day together. We did like 10 different stops about 2 weeks ago. Everything from diners to living rooms to barbecues. We were doing a little bit of everything. And he's doing, again, doing very well. So those are the top three candidates in New Hampshire. They're having the most impact. Their numbers are moving. I think, you know, those three actually did the best at the debate last night, right? And so I think that's ultimately where this the herd kind of culls to a little bit, especially around New Hampshire. And the goal isn't, I mean, the goal should always be to win Iowa and win New Hampshire, of course. They don't have to, though. They really don't. Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, if you have someone that can finish consistently second, clearly be the alternative to Trump, you make it a one-on-one race before Super Tuesday, and now everything is on. Everything has changed, and it's really a crapshoot. Because Trump will pull about 50%. Right, where the conversation is happening. In New Hampshire and Iowa, it's well under. It's more like in the low 40s. So where candidates are trying to break through, the numbers are moving. And, you know, if Trump runs the table on Super Tuesday, that's it. I think we all agree that you're not going to really come back from that. But if you get to that one-on-one race, everything that all these folks that think it's a fait accompli that Trump is the nominee, that gets thrown out the window. And now Trump has to engage. And that's what he's most scared of. He doesn't want to be forced to engage in a conversation, which is a good sign that shouldn't be your nominee, and a good sign that someone else could really take him on.
Wow, it's a great overview, and I just see here the RCP New Hampshire average. That's Real Clear Politics, shows Trump well ahead with Trump at 46% in New Hampshire. But that still means that there are 54% of the Republican voters, likely Republican voters. And by the way, in New Hampshire, independents can vote in the Republican primary too, can't they?
That's absolutely right. And independents are always well underpolled in primaries. But the fact that this isn't necessarily, not a lot are going to participate for the Dems, right? The race is on the primary side. So a lot of independents will participate, and they're not voting for Trump, right? So they're going to find one of these other candidates. They're going to see what happens late December, early January, who is surging forward. The vast majority of base voters still have yet to decide. They won't decide till December, maybe, until who they're waiting for.
Are you going to wait till December before you decide?
I probably, you know what I do? I've spent more time with them than most anybody else. I'll spend a little time over Thanksgiving, as a lot of us in New England do. We'll, you know, have our weird uncle over for Thanksgiving dinner, or that annoying cousin or whoever, that in-law, whoever it is, and we'll all talk politics because it's like our fifth, you know, professional sport here in New Hampshire. And, I think sometime in December I'll start saying, okay, let's narrow this thing down, and this is who I'm going to get behind. And as soon as I figure that out, I'll let folks know, and we'll campaign hard for that individual and see if we can move the dial a little bit.
Yeah, and come back on the show. Let me ask you this. Today, Joe Manchin hinted broadly that he is retiring from the Senate. He's not running for re-election for the U.S. Senate. And he is going to be starting a national tour to try to mobilize the middle. It sure sounds like he might be going for that no labels thing and running as an independent for president. Do you think he would be a formidable candidate?
Look, I think if it's a Biden Trump ticket, any third party candidate is going to do well. That is an absolute fact, because the polls say that. The polls say 70% of America is desperate not to have a Biden Trump ticket. If it's not Biden Trump, the party. Let me back up a little bit, and then we'll get to the third party. The Republicans or Democrats, whoever moves off from their kind of a predetermined candidate, if the Republicans move off of Trump first, or the Democrats move off of Biden first, that party will win. Right, that party will get people excited, independents excited, showing, you know, that they're willing to talk to the next generation. They're willing to bring in new ideas. They're appreciating that America doesn't want those individuals on the ticket, and they're doing what they can to do it. It would get very politically rewarded. So that's why I tell Republicans, look at the data, look at the polls, not the primary polls, but look at the fact that if it's not Biden on the ticket, Trump's the only one that loses. That's what the poll numbers say. That Trump is the only one that loses if the Democrats move from Biden. And that reality is getting closer and closer every day, especially with that last Time Siena poll, right? The Democrat Party saw that poll that says Biden is a loser to everybody. His favorables are in the tank. They're not going up between now and the convention. So either the Democrat Party will move him off. You have all these shadow campaigns running. I think maybe the Bidens themselves say, you know what, this isn't for us. Health reasons or physical health or mental health, whatever it is, you know, by this time next year, it doesn't look very good. And they're moving. They're kind of picking someone else to send all their delegates to. There's a variety of ways it can happen. But believe me, Republican Party, it's likely going to happen with the Dems. So we better have the courage to say, hey, thank you, Mr. Trump. You did a pretty good job while you were there. But we have to move on or we suffer the fate of 2022 and 2020 and 2018. You know, Vivek Ramaswamy, I thought he did terrible last night in the debate. I thought it was pretty embarrassing for him. But he did bring up the fact that we lost with Trump at the helm in 18, 20, 22. We absolutely lost, and that's on him. Well, why would we do that again?
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about people doing better than Trump or Biden, in that new series of Siena College, New York Times, swing state polls, they also polled Nikki Haley, and she did better. She carried all six swing states with bigger percentages than Trump. So she did notably better than President Trump, but we will see what happens. Chris Sununu, it's great to be talking to you from the perspective of the nation's key first primary state. Yeah, they have caucuses in Iowa, and then they have a primary where people take it very seriously in the great state of New Hampshire. And I take very seriously, I hope, a very bright political future for Governor Chris Sununu, who has made a terrific contribution, not just to his own state, but to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.